How's that? That's sounding good for you, huh? That's very nice. It is 6 o'clock. I barely have a penis this morning. It's so cold.
You have an inner.
Yeah. It's all shriveled and horrible looking, like a marsupial penis. It's I have a pouch. it's inside the pouch.
No.
So a vagina, in other words.
What a horrible thing to wake up to, thinking about me with my shrunken
penis.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. What a nasty thing for me to do when we wake you up in the morning. Good morning, everybody. Are we happy?
Not really. Do we start this early every day?
Yeah.
It feels really early today.
Do we start at 6, Damon? What's the story here?
It's still 6 o'clock.
It's 6, right?
It hasn't changed.
Ugh. No, we start at 6. I see you're wearing a Naomi Calvary original beanie today.
Yes, I wanted to show that Naomi Calvary also does beanies.
Okay, so we're going to see the whole range.
We will, through the course of this winter, see the very best of.
Yeah. Oh, you'll see it over and over and over again.
The Naomi Calvary originals in very great demand, I might add, in designer stores everywhere.
Well, not really.
With a little string that you can adjust the neck.
The only reason
with.
She didn't go big is because she realized that it would become a mass-produced thing, and she never wanted that.
Mm. Exactly.
She never wanted to be the next Diane von Furstenberg or something.
What?
I don't know. I was just thinking of a
Diane von Furstenberg. Is she the one with the chimpanzees? Designer.
No, she didn't want to go big because then if the business doesn't do well, then she lands up committing suicide. Like Mick Jagger's girlfriend. It would have been terrible.
What was that part in the middle of your sentence, Damon?
That part?
Yes.
All right. And listen, by the way, check out my throne.
Ooh, fancy. Look at you.
That looks like it's about to take off and fly.
So you can sit back in it.
This is like almost like, I think this is even better than that chair that Judge Masipa has that she falls asleep in during the Oscar trial every day.
Well, look at you.
Look at this. It goes backwards. It's got a little headrest. This is just magnificent. And this is Gareth who brought it to me because he felt sorry for me sitting on the bar stool that I've been on for the last 6 weeks. Mm. Huh? Thank you, dude. Yeah, look at Gareth. Hey, say hello. There we go.
Very sexy. The chair too. Yeah, the chair's also sexy.
Isn't this nice?
No, that's not what I was talking about.
So you don't get these chairs. You get your normal chairs.
The ones that if you sit back, you can
fall over.
But you know, do you remember we had a fancy chair at 5FM once? And
it kept on getting nicked.
Well, they moved it around, and I got so furious. I sent emails out with full of expletives, and people didn't listen to me.
I think you put out hits on some of the people you suspected.
I did, and then management said to me, you've got to behave yourself. Yeah. It's a work environment and all that stuff. So at least here I'm in my own work environment. I'm in charge, so argue all you like. This is very nice. Thank you, dude.
But also, here you are in charge, so you really can kill whoever destroys your chair.
Kill, 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 kill. First thing in the morning. How do you like that, huh? Yeah, it's chilly today. Hey, by the way, are you getting any action? What's your story at the moment? What's happening with you?
Keep being single at the moment.
At the moment.
Oh, young lad.
Gareth brought me this chair. That's the only thing you need to know about him.
Yeah.
What do you want to know, Damon?
About action.
Well,
but if we don't know him well enough,
first thing in the morning,
what does it mean to us?
First thing in the morning, that's what people respond to. Didn't you know that?
Okay.
No, that's what people want to know.
People are going to know.
All right. Well, if you're a girl who's interested, here he is. There's Gareth.
Thank you.
You bring me a chair, I'll get you a woman.
That's the deal, all right?
All right. This is very nice. Thank you, dude. You can adjust these armrests.
Mm-hmm. You can make them go away completely.
Yeah. Must we have the coughing and the hissing and the carrying on in the background there? This is very nice. All right. Slowly but surely, we're starting to get this whole thing together. By the way, Friday is our last day with this whole look because it's all being made a whole lot more sexy on Friday. Oh, yes. You know, we've got to upgrade.
Mm. It's been a month, so.
Yeah. Wait a second. Look at that. I can go up. I love this. And you just feel like. You feel like you're a proper broadcaster here now. I don't feel like I'm a hack.
It's all about the chair, you see.
You have no idea how important this is for me. Good back support, this is the most important thing. Gareth, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy it.
And you wait outside for the women to line up.
Yeah.
Thank you. There we go. There's Gareth Slee.
He's very sexy.
You like him?
Oof.
Well, Mabali's not available, but there we go.
No, I'm not.
Sorry, dude.
Shame.
Hey, listen. First thing in the morning... What do you prioritize? Keeping warm in winter, or do you prioritize? Because I actually put out my clothes the night before now, just to save me a little bit of time. And then I go, I've got a heater in the bathroom. I won't have a heater in my bedroom. It dries me out, right?
Yes.
I have a heater in the bathroom, and that's where I get dressed. So I strip down in the bathroom because there's a little heater there. And I put on all my clothes there. But they're ready to go.
I drink wine every night. So sometimes when I put my clothes out, the next morning I can't believe what I've done.
Mm.
So I have to change it up anyway.
She drinks wine every night. She's lying in bed.
Sometimes I pulled out a nighty the once and thought I could get away with that as a top.
No, I'm one of those people who's dashing between the bathroom and the bedroom, and because it's so cold, you look like a little rat just scurrying across.
That's it. And you do. You scurry. You don't.
Yes.
When it's cold like this, you scurry.
Yeah. You move fast.
I was also thinking, like, is it glove time yet?
Glove time.
Glove.
Oh.
Because the hands get cold.
Mm.
I was sitting in a meeting yesterday. I had one of those, what do you call them? Like a gilet. Like a little jacket without sleeves.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I had one of those on. And it was too cold. I realized I need sleeves.
Sleeves are good.
Sleeves. And soon it'll be gloves, and then it'll be a scarf, and then it'll be a beanie, and then it'll be boots. And, you know, before you know it, you're in the Northern Hemisphere. You know?
Soon we'll only be able to see this part of each other because everything else is going to be covered.
It's like the Taliban.
It's like wearing a burqa.
I've often said that all the Taliban need are consistent winters and everything will be fine for them. They won't have to tell anybody how to dress or...
Oh, yes, I get it
The problem with Afghanistan, it gets so hot, then it gets so cold. By the way, do you want to know what the temperature is in Afghanistan right now? I always keep this on my phone as a reminder of why I'm so... goddamn happy I don't live in Afghanistan.
Mm.
What a toilet bowl.
So it should be summer there now.
Yeah, here we go. Kandahar, 32 degrees.
Now.
Right now.
Wow.
Their expected high is 44.
Ooh.
Do you know what they go to in the winter? Like minus 20.
Ooh.
What a disgusting place, right? Jeez. Imagine, in between all those rocks, all that rubble, and just cold or hot. Nothing in between.
And bullets and shooting and bombs.
This is very pleasant, basically. So you know what? Don't sit there complaining about your life, how cold it is where you are. You don't live in Kandahar. And man, are you lucky you don't live in Kandahar. That's just it's not fun.
Yeah, those are too extreme. Minus 20 and then 44. That's just...
Mm. That's a 60-degree difference.
Oh, you like this chair? Mm. Huh? This is good. I like this. This is good. I can do this properly now.
We feel very jealous now.
Yeah, just
we're still sitting up on, like, as if we're on a bar stool.
Mm. I don't care about you.
No,
this we know.
Pick that up.
This we know.
Hey, you know what we've got today? Talk about cold. We've got these dudes coming in. They're going to swim the Bering Strait from Russia to America. It's the only ice-free zone in June to October in that whole Arctic region.
No.
Yeah. Arctic.
But why?
I'll tell you now. One of the bodies of water that has not yet been conquered by swimmers. Sea temperatures in summer average just 5 degrees Celsius.
Well, that's
distance
why.
Between Russia and the United States is 86 kilometers with tides and currents. The whole swim distance estimated to be around 110 kilometers of swimming. And it will take over 40 hours to complete.
How long is a swimming pool? That's about what I could do.
50 meters.
There we go.
A swimming pool's 50 meters. So if you did 100 meters, that would be two lengths of the pool. These guys are going to have to do 110 kilometers.
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm.
So that would be 1,000 plus another 100.
Lengths.
Mm-hmm. Not good.
Mm-mm.
In the cold.
Mm. Not my idea of fun.
I wonder what they're swimming.
They're going to come in here in the outfits that they're actually swimming in. One guy's doing it in a Speedo. The other one's doing it in a... bodysuit.
Wetsuit thing.
Yes.
You were talking earlier about your penis being shriveled up and withdrawn. I mean, these guys.
I wouldn't have to have a Speedo. You wouldn't see anything. I'd look like a Ken doll. I'd look like a Ken doll. I'm telling you now.
No.
So we'll meet these people later. And one of them's a woman, believe it or not.
Oof.
Oh, no. Sorry. No. That's someone who died doing an endurance swim.
Oh, I wonder if these people know that.
Oh, I'm going to tell them. Oh, you
just warn them.
When they come in here, you better believe I'm going to be onto them. I'm going to be like, you know, you guys are doing this. People have died.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to tell them the story and maybe try and put them off. But we'll see. We also get someone called 2J Harmonix, who's a rapper.
Right.
But he's in a wheelchair. He's got, like, muscular dystrophy. Interesting dude. Got a story and a half, so we'll have him in here. A couple of meetings or meetings, messages already. Here's from Oliswa. Says, I am no ho. I am loyal. That's why I'm listening to you.
Oh, there was, we Chris played Brown. A song before.
I played Chris Brown, so that's what
these hoes ain't loyal.
Oliswa is talking about.
Yeah.
And then someone said, tonight, Damon Calvary is performing a little bit of impromptu comedy.
Oh, it's a bit of stand-up
there. Do you want to tell us about this? You're going to...
No, no. You know what?
Yeah?
I've tried stand-up before, and it was partially successful, not successful enough. This is different. Remember that show, Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Right.
So it's going to be like that. It's called improv.
Right.
I'm going to be on stage with, I think, three other people.
Okay.
And I think that'll be easier, because I'll have other people to work with.
Oh, okay. That was a cool show. They would throw topics at you.
It's at 8 o'clock
the...
tonight at Tan's Cafe. In Blackheath at the Heathway Square.
Will you film it? I'm not going to come.
Ariere.
Okay.
He's going to come and film it.
Very good.
And then hopefully we'll play some of it tomorrow.
All right. Well, good luck to you. I think you'll do quite well.
I think I should shave. I'll shave before.
I think try and look your best. Yeah. You know. Don't go in a Naomi Calvary or
I think I'll do all right.
No, I think you'll be fine.
I'll dress a little bit, not too smart.
They could throw props at you, you know. They could give you like a cricket bat or a... I mean, that could be funny. You could go straight into some Oscar Pistorius material.
Exactly.
They could ask you to sing a song about dumplings.
They could.
I don't know if I'm a song kind of person.
Well, you've got to try.
You don't think, Damon.
You got to try. Let's come up with a song right now for you about dumplings.
Okay.
Dumpling, dumplings, so nice with mushroom sauce, with a bit of chicken.
And
how's that?
Beef and gravy and cheese.
And beef and gravy and cheese.
And, and ice
jelly
cream
and
beef.
Chocolates. And
you just mix it all up and freak people out completely, like you did with that Christmas song of yours. That's still my favorite Christmas song of all time. We'll play it again
this year. Ice cream and beef and the gravy and cheese.
That's what a great combo, huh? Mm. Do you know what I had for supper last night? I had kingclip.
Ooh.
Mm.
I don't like food.
I do. I like food, but
did
I just don't like
it?
Making it. No, don't be ridiculous. Oh, okay. Mr. Delivery.
Where did you get kingclip from?
There's some place up the road that does a pretty good job. Anyway, it was very nice. Lemon butter sauce and all that
stuff.
Nom. Then I woke up this morning. I was still hungry, so I think I should have had something more substantial.
Mm.
Anyway, very exciting stuff. And this morning, if you're thinking about breakfast, remember some roughage. Very important to have a little bit of roughage.
Even if it's a teaspoon of sand, anything.
Yeah, just put a teaspoon of sand in there and you'll be perfect.
Mm.
You'll be good to go. Maybe even a couple of rocks from Afghanistan.
Yeah, those will clear you out.
Roughage. Fiber.
You'll just feel the weight just drop right off.
Imagine that chick-a-ploinks when you go to the loo.
It's important to be regular.
Giant pebble.
Baba douche-ba.
Oh, we're so childish.
How old are we, honestly?
You'd think we were 12. 12-year-olds are watching us going...
That's what I feel. I feel like a 12.
Grow the hell up, you know? All right. When we come back, we got the news, and Mabali and Leanne have both got all the stories that you need to know from all over the world that that may inform you about what's been going on. I also want to tell you this morning about FIFA and how evil they are.
But we know this, don't we? What have they done now?
Yeah, but there's a guy called John Oliver. He's put a whole show together about how evil FIFA are. So I got a couple of clips that I got to play for you there because they're funny as well as being true. How this FIFA have survived as long as they have, ripping the whole world off, is beyond me. I mean, we love the World Cup, but we hate the people who run it, right? Someone asked what happened to the repeat at 10:35 in the evenings in Comedy Central. Well, we decided if we're going earlier, we're not going to reward people who don't want to watch us live. So you've got to watch us live. What can I say? I don't want people to wait for the repeat and then it's not live. It's not as much fun to watch.
Or you can PVR it.
You could PVR it. I mean, most people these days don't even watch stuff live. They PVR everything. They don't want to know what's going on in terms of a schedule. They make it fit their lives.
Waiting for that.
It's early in the morning. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you gonna
argue? I can smell kingclip. Hang on.
Yeah, there we go. That's me. Oh, here are a couple of funny ads that Comedy Central put together. I've got time for like one of these. that, you know how they, all these ads sound the same these days, these 30-second commercials. They've made some for us. Listen to this.
You've heard this radio ad before. It's delivered in an eloquent British accent, so you can tell it's going to be very clever. It's got big words like perspicacious and mellifluous in it. See? And wait for it. Here comes an obligatory stream of alliteration. Dare to delve into an adrenaline-fueled dream in a four-wheel drive with blind spot detection. Now for some witty car references as I take my delivery down a gear and arrive at the point. You've heard this radio ad before, and you deserve better. Catch the Gareth Cliff Show live on Comedy Central between 7:35 and 9. An honest, no-holds-barred radio show. Everywhere except...
I got the time wrong. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
I said 7:35 to 9, so they must have made it before we made the change. But there we go.
Oh.
See? You learn something new every day. It's 6:15. Good morning. Let's rise and shine. Even if you don't shine so much. Mm. Just rise.
Like a polished turd.
Really? Like a polished turd. That's
so that's about as much shine as you're going to get out of me
that's
today.
That's great. Sure. All right. We'll be back in a moment. We're back live on Comedy Central, cliffcentral.com. Baby. I got to do that like a proper radio announcer. You know how they used to do it?
Oh, yes.
Cliffcentral.com and Comedy Central live between 6 and 7:15.
Imagine how exhausted you'd be speaking like that the whole time.
I knew a guy in radio who used to actually talk like that when he was off the air. So he would switch off the microphone and you'd be, hey, man, how are you? I'm fine. How are you? Like you.
You remember at the SABC there was a Just Ice guy?
Yes.
And he talks like this, but he talks like this all the time.
Let me tell you something. I met a guy in the parking lot yesterday. One of the he's coming out of the gym. Black dude. He comes out of the gym and he goes, hello, Gareth, how are you?
Ooh.
I'm like, is that how you sound all the time? He said, yeah, well, this is how I talk. He must have had something wrong with his throat or something, but it even hurts my throat to do it. I said to him, can I record you? He said, no, what would you want to record me for? And then he got into his car and drove away. I thought it would be fun for you to hear his voice. I've never heard anyone talk like that normally, except for Just Ice.
Yeah.
He would do that.
That's his speaking voice.
You'd say to him in the morning, what show is he? What does he still have
he's
a show?
On Radio 2000.
Story? 2000, huh? Mm. Isn't that the cricket commentary? What does that station do?
He was in Radio 2000, the studio right next to us.
Really?
Back in the day. And he would always talk like this. And he kept it up, but I'm convinced it wasn't his real voice.
Yeah, when he got home, he went, hey, honey.
Exactly. I don't.
Hey, baby, what's up?
Maybe even higher.
And
than
then
that.
As soon as someone phones him on the phone, and they go like, because his name was Justice, and he called himself Just Ice, so he'd go, oh, there's the phone ringing, hon. Just like, I'll get it. Don't worry, I'll get it.
Hannah, can I speak to Justice, please?
Yeah, hi, this is Justice.
Just Ice.
No, sorry, what was that? Yeah, what did you say?
Gets into character.
Yeah, exactly. He'd have a character for that. A nice guy, though. Always seems to have been very diligent. He was like always there very early to do his show and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked hard.
He was consistent.
Yeah. So good luck to him. I like
except that. For his voice, yeah.
Yeah, well, who knows? Someone said butterfish is the worst. It comes back.
Yes. Oh, shame. My mum got so ill on butterfish that we had in Portugal.
Leaking out. This is such a disgusting message.
It's read it. Read it.
Jess, she says, butterfish is the worst. It comes back the next day, leaking out of your bum onto your white pants. Memo to self, don't wear white pants after butterfish. What a horrible thing.
It really
thing.
Is. It's a fatty, fatty butterfish.
To hear so early in the morning. That's a disgraceful thing to hear.
No, Gareth.
Yeah?
Let me explain to you the butterfish story.
Whenever there's a disgusting thing, Damon, I always defer to you. You didn't need to tell me.
No, this is a true story. It actually happened to Bernice.
Oh.
The true, real butterfish is totally harmless. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is you might go to some place that thinks it's butterfish, and they mistake it for butterfish, but it's some other fish. And the fat inside this fish, the fatty oil, is not digestible by human beings. And it causes it causes uncontrollable diarrhea, incontinence. And it actually happened to Bernice where, very bad. And it happened to a friend of hers. And she made the mistake of putting her clothes in the washing machine afterwards.
Oh.
It destroyed the washing machine. That oil got stuck inside the drum.
It destroyed the whole washing machine?
Oh, my word.
That oil, You must throw your clothes away if it ever happens to you, because that oil destroys your appliance.
Wow, that's really powerful. Serious. That's powerful stuff.
So just be careful. The true butterfish is harmless, but there's some other fish that
They sometimes, what do they use? Like a barbel?
And they inject oil under its skin.
No, it's hectic catfish. Stuff, eh?
Oh, it sounds
uncontrollable.
That's disgusting. All right, very nice.
Ooh.
Good story, eh?
Sincere is here. By the way, I've told him he doesn't have to come in so early anymore. But Sincere is here.
Sincere is here.
Yeah, what are the chances of a cup of coffee?
Well, I just got a message from him.
Oh, really? Even
Leanne,
though he's right here?
Long story short, the pantry is locked, so is rooibos fine as an alternative?
Okay, so another
yes, bit. Yes, yeah, please. Okay. And water, please.
Mm.
Oh. It's just
I've got to remember to switch him off. I'm sorry. Let's do the news. Everybody ready for the news? Let's get our Wednesday off to a good start. What do we have?
President J to the Z
yes.
will no longer be delivering the main address at the National Youth Day commemoration in Kimberley.
Oh.
Youth Day is, of course, on Monday over this coming long weekend.
That must be so disappointing for all those youth who are going to go and see him.
Max said the president is working from home and his diary is being adjusted since he was told to take some time off.
That's not my job to do so.
Cyril Ramaphosa is going to be...
There are five. There are five, only five. There are five.
Mm-hmm.
Five
speeches?
Talk about things that belong to me, that I paid for.
He keeps interrupting you, my boy.
Yeah, I know. Cyril Ramaphosa is going to be doing that main speech, so I think there will just be one speech, not five.
Cyril?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So he's standing in for the president. He's also standing in for the president at the Lekgotla, which is currently taking place. So the president is at home and he's working from home. You know, he's sitting in
his... You must watch out. Cyril will slowly start to take more and more of those duties and then eventually the president will forget about him. Cyril will be the guy.
He sits in his bed and he goes through his emails, you know, wearing his favorite pajamas from Silvio Berlusconi. That's what the president is doing.
Remember, he got those sexy, silky pajamas from Silvio, the Italian prime minister.
Sexy times.
He's a dodgy guy. Yeah. Silvio is very dodgy. He's
the dodgiest. Yeah,
the bunga bunga parties, the weather girls.
He's
all
the butterfish of politicians.
Maids. He's the butterfish of politicians. And Jay-Z and they've got a lot in common with their predilections for lovely ladies.
Yeah.
So when he and Silvio get together, they exchange gifts. Mm. And the last time they were together, Silvio gave Gedlichikisa a beautiful pair of silk pajamas, which he wears all the time, especially when he's in pimp mode.
Mm.
He's like, Makumalo. Come and see the lovely new pajamas that I got from my friend Silvio. Silvio is a pimp. He also sent me this jar of massage oils. Now, lie down on your front and let me smooth this into your back. Mm.
Under her kanga.
I'm just going to kneel over you on like this. Kneel over and then I'm going to apply the oils. What kind of oils do you prefer? I've got erotic oils, which have got little bits of goji berries.
Passionate.
And we've got some, it's got grenadilla flavors, honey goat wheat. That's my favorite, the honey goat wheat. This time off has been used very productively. I won't apply this to any parts of your body with hair on them. It could burn. Maybe we'll lose the hair. It's called a depilatory. This is good. Imagine.
Yeah. So.
What is he doing with his time off? You say he's lying there in his pajamas checking emails. I reckon he's...
Max says he's working from home. So I think that's what happens. He wakes up in the morning. He gets his laptop, goes through the emails, makes some calls.
Fire pool.
It's on the Lilo in the fire pool.
Yeah, disco, in Gandla disco. What did Zizi say the other day? He'll take anyone's call?
Yes, and he will return calls.
He returns calls.
So if you call the president and he misses your call,
he'll call
expect him to call you back.
Right, isn't that cool?
That's very cool.
I wouldn't expect, like, the most important man in the country to call you back.
I don't sometimes return calls.
No, you're very unreliable.
Very rude.
No, you're completely unreliable.
One of the most important men in the world, another president, that's President Obama,
yes,
is absolutely seething. He's
Why?
Had
what's,
it.
What's the problem? Who's he cross with? Russia?
No. No, there's been another killing at a school.
Oh, my God.
Another lone killer armed with an assault rifle invaded an Oregon high school and opened fire into a gym locker room yesterday, fatally shooting a 14-year-old boy, Emilio Hoffman, and wounding a teacher before killing himself.
Oh, man,
Obama's
really?
Put his foot down. That's the 74th shooting at an American school since December 2012. That was the Sandy Hook Elementary School one. This is the 74th since then.
That's not even two full years.
And it's the 37th this year alone.
America's got a huge psychological problem here with this gun thing. They've got to take a long, hard look at themselves and figure out whether it's time to implement some serious gun control, because the Republicans keep on saying, no, 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 we don't need gun control.
He says, there is no advanced developed country on earth that would put up with this.
No, and it's the NRA.
And now it happens once a week.
The National Rifle Association, the most powerful lobby group in America. Those guys have got so much money. And they pour it in to any attempt to introduce any kind of gun control. They shoot it down and they throw money at the problem and it goes away every time, every time. People are dying. It's a disgrace.
Obama says while some people think mental illness is the problem, the United States does not have a monopoly on crazy people. The problem is the availability of guns, and this country has to do a lot of soul searching. Crazy.
Yeah, what a mess.
Yeah.
Speaking...
Oh, rogue bullet.
Yes. Speaking of a mess, the Ebola death toll affecting West Africa is...
Ebola?
That's the worst disease in the world.
It just keeps rising. This is now the death toll. More than a month after Guinea reported the outbreak in the country... The Ebola virus. Oh. It started in Guinea, and they reported that everything was under control.
Yeah.
But now the outbreaks have spread to Sierra Leone and Liberia.
Oh.
And more than 230 people have died since that initial outbreak. Experts are saying that it's one of the worst outbreaks since the disease was first recorded in 1976.
You know what happens to you if you've got Ebola, right?
You bleed from every orifice.
First, you just turn into a big soup inside. Like all the
eaten rat poison.
Right. All the membranes just open up and like everything just spills out and you just want big, you're just a big bag of like bloody soup.
Like a tick.
And then it starts to exit through your orifices, all of them.
Yeah.
When you know when you're in huge trouble, you're bleeding from the eyes, tickets.
It starts coming out of your pores.
When people bleed from the eyes, it's finished. Mm. There's no coming back from that. Ears, pretty bad.
It's got an over 90% mortality rate, which means
Listen.
That if you get Ebola, you're going to die.
Finished.
You're going to die.
You're
going to
die.
There's nothing they can do to reverse that stuff.
No.
Ebola is the most scary disease in the world.
It is. And it's causing huge problems in the West African region. Health workers need to identify the patients who are affected. Then they need to trace and monitor everyone who's been in contact with those people. Right now, they're trying to teach people how to avoid the disease. I don't even know how you would avoid Ebola. If there was an Ebola outbreak in South Africa,
yes, sis.
How are you going to protect yourself?
I don't want to think about it. This Ebola is that must be the worst way to die.
Oh.
There's just no way you can... It's just going to be horrific. I mean... The things that happen inside your body with that Ebola virus, that's one thing you don't want to mess with. We've got to find these places, and you know what we've got to do? We've got to quarantine those people and just, like, send in the army. And it's just they're in hazmat suits. Just find every last one and wipe out this disease. I mean, I'm saying, you know, with peace and love, you're going to have to go.
Look, there are a lot of health workers. If you go online, there are a lot of pictures of health workers walking around in those hazmat suits. They're trying to contain the situation, but, you know, it's spreading.
Somebody says, good morning, bitches. Loving the show. Thank you for continuously making me look twice at my breakfast. Lol, you guys are effing awesome. Mm. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Mm.
Isn't that nice?
Very nice.
Someone says they're sitting in... Is this a man or a woman? I need to check the name on this one. Tyron. I thought it was Tyrion Lannister, the dwarf.
Oh, that would have been
Tyron.
Nice.
Tyron. He says, hey, Gareth, sitting in a gown watching your show with breakfast, dogs, and wife. Cool.
Oh.
Well, I hope he's got boxes underneath that gown. Okay?
Yeah, otherwise, it's all the junk's just hanging out there. The dog walks past and it's like, whoa, can you put that away, please? Dog's like, you're not the only one who's trying to have breakfast.
A woman in Phoenix, Arizona, is thanking online gamers for saving her during a robbery.
I heard about this. She left her computer on.
She had been playing a game.
Right. She was playing an online game.
It's a multiplayer thing where you need your webcam, and her webcam was still on.
It was sex chat. Let's not mess around.
Come on.
That's the part she's leaving out.
It's a game called Dota 2.
Yeah.
So the break-in happens.
Which is probably a sex chat game.
Look it up.
The break-in happens at about 5 a.m., and one of the gamers sees this whole thing going on and phones this woman's friend. So the cops get there on time, and they made an arrest.
Imagine you forget your webcam on, and people are...
Oh, and you start doing other things.
Yeah, like you walk into your study or whatever it is where you got your computer, and you walk in there without clothes on, and there's some pervy gamer on the other side who's... They know the game's over, but they've been sitting there, like, waiting for you.
Oh, no.
And they're like...
And you walk in and you scratch your hairy bum and you fart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You just do all the things that you should really do in private.
Yeah.
You got to leave those webcams off, man.
Well, I mean, this helped her. Jeez.
Oh, that's terrible. Someone says the toilet sound was booming so loud on their speakers that people in the traffic were looking at them funny.
The toilet sound?
That we played just now when we were talking about
that's the butterfish. Yeah.
The sound of pooing.
You're sitting in traffic and you hear like the sounds of diarrhea next door in the car. Hey, Sia.
Diahora.
Didn't we decide, I thought, because Rena and I had a meeting yesterday, we decided you don't have to come in so early every day. Are you doing it to miss the traffic or what's the story? I don't want you overdoing it.
There wasn't like a final decision, but...
So that happens sometimes. I've noticed that. All right, well, we'll
discuss it. But if Sia doesn't come in, who's going to make us tea?
Oh, that's...
Oh, maybe you'll have to make your own.
It's this foreign
imagine that, princess. Imagine that, your holiness the Pope, having to actually make your own tea. Can you?
I've never done that before.
The indignity. You wouldn't even know how to boil the water.
You could boil water? Sia. Thanks, yeah.
All right, we'll come back in a moment or two. People in Speedos and wetsuits. It's all happening. Bright and early in the morning. 25 minutes to 7. You know that this is according to Gabrielle. This is, good morning. Ebola is transferred by bodily contact. Believe it or not, if you shake someone's hand, if they have sweaty hands, you could be infected. It's not airborne, though. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Oh, thanks. Good morning. It's 22 minutes to 7. I just got a horrible message here from Gabrielle. She says, Ebola can be transferred by bodily contact. So if you shake someone's sweaty hand, you could get Ebola. Now, there's another reason not to touch another human being. I swear, at the end of this, the more of this comes out, the more I want to just live in a hermetically sealed envelope my whole life.
I was in a parking lot once getting into my car, and a man approached me.
Yeah, they sneeze all over you.
And he shook my hand.
That's nice.
Came over to me and said hello, and he put his hand out. So I shook his hand. Then he gave me a little, like, business card thing, which said...
This is how you cure Ebola. Well done. You're infected.
No, he said, I've got leprosy, and I'm looking for funds. I've never driven home so quickly in all my life.
And what did you do when you got home?
I was scrapped.
You poured boiling water.
Water and scraped myself a brick. Yeah.
Oh, that's hectic.
No, the sneezing thing was another thing altogether.
Look at these guys. They're insane. They're going to swim the Bering Strait, which is between Russia and America.
Wow.
It's the coldest place. It's like 5 degrees in the summer.
No left or right turns. It's just straight.
I mean, during the winter, it's frozen over. But in the summer, they come in there and they're hitting temperatures of like 5 degrees Celsius. So it's Jean and Ryan. Look at these guys. Ryan over here with a horrible cap on. It's a terrible cap. But what else have you got on? Look at this, ladies. This is what he's swimming the Bering Strait in.
Oh.
Just his Speedo. You ready?
Okay, then.
How's that for cold?
Oh.
Ryan is a member of the Bering Strait Swim Relay near the Arctic Circle, an extreme open water swimmer from Cape Town, this man, who's completed ice swims and two oceans, seven channel swims.
Yikes.
Huh?
That's
he crossed the English Channel in 2008. He's the first South African man to have crossed the Strait of Gibraltar in 2005 together with teammates and again in 2010, joined third place in Alaska's tough Pennock Island race in 2009. Is that what they call it when it's all shriveled up, a pennock?
I don't know, right?
From the cold. He completed Australia's Rottnest, that sounds terrible, island swim. Is that right? Rottnest.
Rottnest Island, yeah.
Sheesh, and many other challenging distance swims. Why would you do this to yourself? Is your life not exciting enough as it is? You live in Cape Town, it's a beautiful place. You've got a real job. Why would you do this?
Gareth,
what kind of punishment from hell are you trying to inflict on your poor body?
If only I had a buck for every time that question's been asked.
Well, I'm sorry my question's boring, but it's not somewhere.
It's not boring, I'm just fantasizing about all the bucks. Mm. There are a lot of reasons. The why is obviously the biggest question.
Don't you get cold?
Yeah, you get extremely cold. It's extremely challenging.
Are you swimming like this in the Arctic?
As you see me is how I'm swimming.
What does your GP say about that? How does he feel about what you're about to do?
We have to go a step beyond the GP to the cardiologist and,
tell you, what's the temperature?
And some recommend the psychologist as well.
Yeah.
Right, the temperature in Johannesburg this morning is 1 degree on my phone. 1 degree. He's sitting here in a Speedo with a cap on. Mm. Do you put any kind of oils or fats all over yourself when you swim the Bering Strait? You'd have to, right?
No, not me. I'm trying to do it according to English Channel rules or FINA rules, which means you get recognized if you just wear this attire, Speedo goggles and one
else.
Cap.
You can't even put a bit of moisturizer on.
You can laminate yourself with what they call channel grease or Vaseline or whatever. It's meant to insulate you a little bit.
I get cold just looking at you.
Don't your arms and muscles and legs start freezing up?
Yeah.
Stop working.
I can tell you what happens when you get into
that
water.
Let's go through this.
All right. So when you get into water, I've just come back from Antarctica as well, where we did a mile swim in -1 degree. So seawater freezes colder than zero.
Because it's got salt in it.
Because it's salty. And when you dive headfirst into that, I mean, there's a lot of prep that goes before, a lot of mental stuff, but your body pretty much registers you as dying. This is the very unscientific explanation. So it starts, all the blood rushes from your extremities, from all your extremities, ladies, to protect your core, your organs,
your
to
make sure organs.
So
your
vital your organs. Your torso and your head.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
So everything goes inward. You lose absolute all feeling everywhere else. And then it's just a slow process of just trying to make the distance and perform physically.
You're insane.
But now, don't you start kind of sinking because, you know, your muscles are being affected and you're not exactly able to keep up with the strokes and the... I mean,
doesn't your brain, like, zone out and you just... It goes, okay, well, everything is telling me that we're going to die. I'm just going to switch off here. Listen to this. I'll introduce you to Jean in a moment. He's 42 years old. He's the founder of MadSwimmer.com. Well, at least you know what you are, Mad Swimmer. He swam all five international continent-to-continent swims. What's the longest one there?
24 Ks, Papua New Guinea.
24 Ks.
Yeah, Papua New Guinea to Indonesia.
That would be linking Asia and Australasia.
Yeah, unfortunately, well, the law designed the continent, so we couldn't choose the distances.
That's far as hell, but this is going to be further. This is like...
About 100 million years ago, they were a lot closer, apparently.
We should have done it then.
Yeah, you should have done it when it was still Pangaea. There wouldn't have been any swimming. Yeah.
Across a lake or two.
Gondwana land.
Yes.
Everything would have been joined up. You wouldn't have had to... It would have been like the stepping stone.
Crossing a river.
Yeah. So, Jean, you obtained provincial colors for swimming, water polo, and biathlon. You're pretty much... You should have fins.
You're a fish.
Yeah. You're not human. Fins.
Yeah, well, I come from the Free State. We're natural swimmers.
Yeah, but there's no water in the Free State.
Well, when it rains, definitely.
Look, one thing about the Free State you know is that the cold doesn't affect you. If you've grown up in the Free State.
Clearly, I had to get an extra wetsuit to help me with that. Not as tough as Ryan, but, you know, slight of a different challenger. You know, we're more between the continents, but fortunately we're joining forces this year.
What's that thing on your head and all that stuff that you got there?
When last have you spent an hour in the water?
Yeah.
What? You know how boring it gets.
Oh, so you listen to music?
Of course, yeah. No, it helps a lot.
Okay.
Funny, I can't do that.
These guys are so relaxed. They're swimming in 5-degree water, and then let me listen to a little more of Bruno Mars.
But how do you prep for this? Because, I mean, you're in Cape Town. Yes, you're in the Free State where it gets cold, but in Cape Town, Like, it's not like going into the ocean.
Oh, yes, it is. Have you ever
climbed? It's a lot colder than going into the ocean and Cape Town.
Have you ever climbed into the ocean at Camps Bay or at Clifton?
It is colder, isn't it?
Listen, it is cold.
Yes, sir.
In fact, I've had the privilege of swimming Robben Island with Jean on Saturday, so we swam from the island to Blobeck Beach as part of our training. He swims like a fish, this guy. He's hard to keep up with.
And we did it without wetsuits, so it was pretty chilly for us. Joburg.
Let me tell you a story quickly. I went when...
Here we go.
The first time I was in Cape Town on holiday. I was a little kid. And I remember, I thought, oh, cool, the sea. Because I'd always, you know, we'd gone swimming in Natal, and there's that nice Mozambique current, that Benguela current.
Feels like someone's peed in the water permanently.
Right, it's always nice and warm. Mm. And then... I thought, oh, so I'll take off my clothes. I had the little shorts on. I went running into the sea in Cape Town. Well, when that wave lapped the underside of my scrotum, I felt like needles were being stuck into every part of my body. I screamed like this primal scream. It was something from the – you only ever hear that noise – in horror movies, when the monster comes out of the... It goes... this monster noise that came out of me. It was like something from... It was instinctive. It was primal.
And that temperature was probably 15 degrees.
That's it. Now, you lunatics are going into 5-degree water.
Mm.
And this is in the far reaches of Alaska and Kamchatka.
Can I tell you quickly how it works? There's last year, I was part of a massive relay effort that the Russians put together, where we swam for the world first from Russia mainland right across the Bering Sea. That's where they filmed the Deadliest Catch.
By the way, the only reason that Russians do this is because they want to get out of Russia.
Trying to escape.
You have no excuse.
Yeah. And we swam right across in relay format to mainland Alaska. And right in the middle of that Bering Sea, it's 84 kilometers as the crow flies, are these two tiny little islands, extremely remote, called the Diomedes.
You can just basically stand on one with each foot.
Well, you can walk between the two.
You've got long legs.
Because it's frozen most of the year, but the time we're going is when the ice is all thawed. Those little islands are 3.84 kilometers apart from each other. One lies in Russian water, one lies in America. So the challenge is continent to continent. It's the only place that you can actually solo swim from Russia to USA or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And that is our mission, to get there. I can't tell you. I've got one extra leg. I fly Cape Town, Joburg, Joburg, London, London, New York, New York, Anchorage, Anchorage, Nome, Nome, Prince of Wales, and then we get on a helicopter out to the island.
Sure.
All for a 4-kilometer swim.
No, but geez,
and then back.
Makes sense, huh?
Who's paying for this?
I'll leave that to Jean.
Well,
this is outrageous adventure.
Why you see us at the robot yesterday? You drove past us.
Why don't you guys have a normal hobby? Why don't you like strip clubs and fast cars and things that normal guys like? Why do you have to spend all this money going to horrible places like Alaska?
Well, at least for charity, we hope to raise enough money.
Tell us about who you're raising it for.
Well, we started off with one or two charities 5 years ago, and we've currently up to about 12 charities. They mostly cover children's charities and orphanages. So
that's
for a good cause.
Okay. Just don't take any of the orphans with you. They won't make it.
No.
Yeah.
Don't take the orphans. You don't want to punish them.
It'll be rough.
You like that stuff.
Wow.
If people want to get hold of you or find out more about this, is there a website we could go to?
Yeah, we've got a very cool website called madswimmer.com. You can also go and
Madswimmer or Mad Swimmers?
Mad Swimmer without a S. Okay. Madswimmer.com. You can also get us on Facebook. Just go and search for madswimmer.com.
Well, listen.
And go and join us. It's very cool.
Before sharks. That's all. Yeah. Sharks.
No self-respecting shark will swim in that cold water.
No, sharks, they don't like it cold.
But what about when you went to Robben Island this weekend?
You know what? Distance open water swimmers don't generally talk about sharks if we don't have to.
Oh.
But I've done that Robben Island crossing now. Let me tell you, I think Saturday was my 47th crossing. It's a training. It's a really
good
training.
If you were Nelson Mandela, you'd have got it off the island.
Yeah, I don't know what Nelson's problem was.
Yeah. What took you so long?
With this 27 years.
It's not that hard.
Just hit the sea.
But it's a great training swim. And in all those crossings, I spend a lot of time in that ocean. Never had a problem.
You've never seen a shark.
Well, as Wally's
what about
brought,
an orca?
We brought our shark
like a killer whale,
us, but the guys didn't want us to wear them.
What about killer whales?
Orcas we find in Gibraltar, but
those will swallow you
any.
Whole, man.
Mm, we've had a few of those. Not in South Africa. I mean, I know they're in False Bay. I haven't seen one.
No. I'm saying when you do this Alaska trip, they're going to be orcas.
No,
hungry,
North Pacific
cold,
walrus.
Angry.
But that's why we're spreading the risk. I've got the seal camo. And he's going human, so hopefully, I think he's going to look
one of us
like
is going to make it.
They're walruses there. Our big worry in the Diomedes swim.
Well, what will they do to you?
Well, no one knows because no one's really swum there. So, but there's a big breeding colony. When I was there last year,
they could try to breed with you.
We got,
Luckily,
I'm safe.
Ever seen a walrus?
Yeah. Walrus. Well, it's all those little things that you pack in your mind that when you're swimming and you wonder what motivates you, it's things like that. Just get me the hell out of here.
You are brave. Jeez. You're very brave. I'm very impressed, though, that you're doing this for charity. I mean, that's terrific. But I still think you're insane, and I think you should be committed. Listen to the lovely story of Susan Taylor. Have you heard about Susan Taylor?
I think so.
Let me tell you a quick story about Susan Taylor. She's a 34-year-old English endurance swimmer. She died on Sunday.
This is like surgery. We need to give you the whole warning.
She died on Sunday while trying to swim the English Channel solo to raise money for a hospice. So she was doing good things just like you.
Mm.
34? It's not old.
No.
Huh? You're 42. You're going to die.
My wife's got good life cover, so
you're
she's going to
die. Listen to this. The UAE hosted a FINA World Cup event. Saturday's 10,000-meter open water race. It included in this competition was Fran Crippen. Mm. Have you heard about Fran?
I know Fran Crippen.
You know about Fran, right? Absolutely. Accomplished long-distance swimmer with multiple international medals. The 10K course consisted of 5 loops around a 2,000-meter course. After Fran's 4th loop, he informed his coach, he wasn't feeling well. He continued on but didn't finish. When his friends and competitors finished and noticed Fran was not there to greet them.
Oh. It was too hot. That was Fran's problem.
Fran's,
the water was,
Fran's gone.
The water was too warm.
That
was, we don't have
supposed
that problem.
To be inspirational?
Fran's gone. Susan's gone.
It's really out of love. Gareth is just trying to warn you.
Let me give you a projection into the future. Here's our news bulletin in 2 weeks' time or 3 weeks. When are you doing the swim?
End of July.
One human and one seal have gone missing.
In the Bering Strait, eaten by walruses.
By walruses. One was mated with by a walrus.
An arm and a penis washed up on the beach in Alaska. It was very nice to know Ryan Strumrett and Jean Craven. What nice people they were. Oh, Mavs, didn't we meet them? Yeah, they seemed like nice guys.
They did.
Jean, are you feeling inspired?
Very much.
I can't wait to get on that airplane now. Thank you, Gareth.
I believe in the power of negative thinking. People always go, oh, you know, you've got to go to these motivational speaking people who give you the power of positive. I believe in the power of negative thinking.
Okay. Talk us through that.
I can give you two examples. This is something that Randall Abrahams and I talk about in Idols all the time. Two examples of people who are very negative, who think the whole world is against them. They feel like they're always the victim. They're never going to be good enough. They wake up every morning depressed, and they still do well. Paul McCartney, terrible, unhappy man. He's frightened he's going to end up in poverty, so he saves every cent. He switches off the lights every night. He's a gazillionaire. He wrote the most famous songs of the 20th century. The power of negative thinking. Poor old Paul. He'll never get away from that. Look at what a success he is. I can think of many others too, but there's just one example. Who is the second one that I often cite? There are a couple of people who are really, really negative, miserable people.
Well, the sounds of things,
look at John Robbie.
Gareth, you're
quite
successful.
Look at John Robbie. John Robbie is I'm not negative. That's why I'm trying to think more negatively. If I think more negatively, I'll be more successful. Listen, guys, all I can say is congratulations on deciding to do this. I hope it goes really well. I hope we don't have to read horrible stories about you in the news. Go to madswimmer.com to find out more about what John Craven and Ryan Strumrett are going to be doing. What the hell's that?
Gareth, I organized from Speedo.
a Speedo.
Swimming starter kit for you. And I'm not sure. You need to have a look through that. But
I'm Chad LeClos.
I think what
no,
should happen
not.
Is that they're starting a WeChat group called Gareth and a Speedo. And if they fill the group shortly, but it's a jammer more than a Speedo.
Yeah.
He's lucky.
Oh, it's got shiny
And I think we probably won't be around, but Gareth needs to...
I'll see what I can do.
Take a photo at least for a tweet.
Well, I don't give in to public pressure.
Well, there's your negative thinking again, Gareth. Yes. You're
Thank
doing
you
quite
guys.
Well.
Thank you so much for coming to see us.
Thanks for the interest.
Thanks for
the
very, very
good
cool. Yeah, wow. Us. I mean, all I can say is that this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Very, very good. And by the way, if you are eaten by a walrus, I hope that your family will at least get a part of you that they can bury, because it's always hard for families when they don't have closure.
The swimming cap and a girl is no doubt.
Here's the Beatles with I Am the Walrus. Thank you, guys. Thanks very much.